All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Indie Comic Corner. We're doing Irresistible, because I think it's one that might be... I remember it being red-pilled back in the day, and there's only ever one volume. So let's go ahead and get into it. This is by Gregory Santa Cruz and Riesco. Zenoscope. First edition, January 2013. Just 4 issues, that's all. Oh, cool. They reprinted the cover. This is Zenoscope. They're known for putting hot babes on the covers, which pissed off a lot of people back in the day. But it's also why I got a shitload of their books. I mean, a shitload of their books from a secondhand store. Because, you know, people didn't really want them. And great artwork. The comics themselves, the art is like some of it's hit or miss, but you'll get great covers all the time. This is, yeah, of course, Gregory, Santa Cruz, and Riesco, and there's the girls. Definitely not the Marvel look, right? Oh, look, some covers there. Zenoscope Exclusive Limited. Look at that. They just love these pinup covers. They love it. Written by Raven Gregory. Well, that sounds like a woman. Pencils by Derlise Santa Cruz. Colors by Franco Riesco. Letters by Crank. Edited by Matt Rogers and Raven Gregory. Dedicated to Joseph Scott Campbell, Neil Strauss, and for her, because there's always a her. Okay? We will check this out. Somebody shoot me. Really, if you're out there in the studio audience and you happen to be carrying a firearm, feel free to empty a clip into the nearest vital organ, the heart, preferably. Come on, Alan. Tonight's the first night of the rest of your life. Bring on the ass! And don't worry about the police. At this point, it would be a mercy killing. That's me in the back there. Yeah, the sad sack of suck being dragged into what may very well be the worst night of his life. I know you think I'm being melodramatic, but you don't know my friends like I do. You gotta get out of this rut, Al, baby. Life's too short. The three of us, cutie. She broke your heart. You know what's the best fix for a broken heart? You find a girl to break your dick. Ron Jeremy, 316. Amen, brother. Time to go to church. See what I mean? Have you ever had one of those days where you feel completely alone in a crowd? Where no matter how many people are around, you feel as if you're alone on a desert island? This isn't one of those days. But I sure as hell wish it was. It's not that I don't like strip clubs. I admire a nice butt and a pair of happy pillows as much as any other red-blooded, porn-raised American male. Shots! Drinks! Let's do it! I just can't get into it. My brain won't dumb itself down enough to enjoy the fantasy. That one's Ashley. Just turned 21. Needed the fast cash because it paid better than McDonald's. Small weed habit. Abusive boyfriend. What's wrong with your boyfriend? Oops, excuse me. Right now is giving my friend Taylor a lap dance while calculating in her mind how many more lap dances she has to do between now and close to make her rent. Girl broke his heart. He's suffering from whiny bitch syndrome. Ah, poor baby. I know, right? He's like a lost little puppy. Lewis's girl is Lollipops. Single mom. No drugs. Can really say that whole, hey, I really kind of dig you and might be into you, so you should buy another dance type look. Lewis would never admit it, but he thinks she likes him. Uh-oh. She doesn't. She's been a lesbian for 5 years. Penis might pay the bills, but it is no longer an interest. I don't know these girls. I don't know their stories, but I do know they're all the same. And if you don't think I'm right, try to remember the last time you went to McDonald's and met a cashier that really liked you. Good point. Strippers are there to serve you the burger with shake and fries, but unlike a fast food restaurant, you never get to eat the meal. They're all the same. You look like you could use some company. No thanks. I'm good. I'm just hanging out. I can see that. How's that working out for you? Better now that you're here. Good job. That is the correct answer. Want to go for the bonus round? Has anyone told you you look just like the Emma Frost from the X-Men? Holy shit. She kind of does. Oh my god, you read comics? Really? Sometimes, it's been a while. Oh, I just love comics. I never meet anyone into them. X-Men, Lock and Key, which we will read if you guys request. Salem's Daughter, Why the Last Man, which I still haven't read. This isn't real. It can't be. A sexy hot girl takes her clothes off for money but has a massive comic geek fetish? I'd pinch myself right now if her ass wasn't sitting on my hand. Escape from Wonderland? Strangers in Paradise. I don't know if I've read that. Rachel Rising, Dawn, oh man, just too many to name. You're cute, what's your name? Snow, what's your name? Alan, well, Alan, would you like a dance? And just like that, the illusion is shattered. And I just don't give a fuck. I can play pretend with the best of them. Right, I mean, she looks like Emma Frost. She fucking plays it off. I'm down. Now you just relax and let me do all the work. So you've been working here long? It's more fun if you don't talk, trust me. Translation, please shut the fuck up so I can pretend I actually like what I'm about to do. But I don't care. Right now I'm lost in the dream. Her soft, warm, seductive skin, the way she smells like vanilla, honey, and jasmine, and the hot, feigned urgency of her voice whispering empty promises to a heartbroken soul. You're really cute, you know that? Thanks. I just don't know what it is about you, but I could dance all I could dance for you all night. That is, if you really want me. Do you want me, Alan? Yes, it's a perfect dream. But like any dream, it's 300 for an hour in the VIP. How's that sound, baby? It doesn't take much to bring it crashing down on your head, or in this case, your balls. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I should probably explain how I ended up at the club that night. I hadn't had sex in a year and 6 months. That's 547.5 days, for those of you counting at home. That's how long it had been since she left me. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a ridiculously long time to go without sex. I might as well have been a virgin all over again. I didn't take it very well. I'll be the first to admit I didn't want to let go. I called. I begged. I raged. I cried. I did everything any guy trying to get his ex back shouldn't do. He's right. I even wrote sappy poetry. Ooh! You can't really blame me. I didn't know any better. No one teaches you in elementary school how to deal with a broken heart. For some reason, they always seem to leave that out of the lesson plan. But it wasn't the breakup that sent me on my downhill spiral. No, that would have been easy. What did it was the phone call. The call I made. The call she answered and the talk that followed. The talk that started off as hopeful. The talk asking her to give me another chance and that I could change. That I could be the man she wanted me to be. To which she replied, I've been seeing someone. You know, it's funny. Not ha-ha funny, but dear God, it hurts so bad if I don't laugh, I'll cry funny. You can hear those words from a friend, a stranger, read them in a story, or hear them in a movie. But you never really know the soul-ripping sounds those words can make until you hear them coming from the lips of someone you love. But that's not why you came. You want to know how I ended up in here? I was just getting to that part. Now, where was I? I remember. Dreams. And much like breaking up. Waking up is hard to do. You remind me of my pinky toe. Huh? Why? You're short, cute, and I'm definitely going to bang you on my couch sometime. That is funny. Realizing how unwanted you really are by the opposite sex falls right in line beside it. Marry me? Hey, Alan, where you going? Night's just getting started. Uh-uh. Down, big boy. You're not going anywhere, cutie. But with enough shots, anything becomes bearable. Well, almost anything. Being alone, I don't think there's enough alcohol in the world that can fix that disease. So, this is the part of the story where something has to happen, right? I mean, you didn't come here to watch me bitch and moan about how shitty my life is, and no, we didn't. I mean, unless you get off on that kind of thing, in which case, what kind of sick fuck are you? But yeah, anyway, this is usually about the time where whatever is going to happen, happens. Ah, crack! Quiet, lady. Don't make us hurt you. Hey, what are you guys doing? Mind your fucking business, bitch. Hey, take it easy, guys. You got what you wanted. Just leave her alone. Why don't you fucking make us? Look, I don't want any trouble. Doesn't look like that to us, S.A. Flock! Please! Oof, look! Run, lady, get help! Lady! Guess I can, chump! Say goodnight, princess! 1 hour later. Ugh, oh man, how long was I out? Hey, you okay, lady? You hurt? Thank you. I don't know what happened. I don't know what would have happened if you hadn't come along when you did. I don't know how much help I actually was. Nonsense, boy. You're good people. I can tell. I have an eye for it. Most folk would have kept on walking. Take my word for it. People these days go out of their way to avoid getting their hands dirty with anything that isn't saving their own asses. Oh, I'm sorry. She also says, I'm okay. A bit shaken, but I'll live. Where'd they go? I'm not sure. I heard a siren close by. I think it scared them off. Are you okay, young man? It's Alan. Alan Keeg. I think I'll be alright. I don't think anything's broken. Nothing a whole lot of Tylenol and tequila can't fix up. Do you have someone you can call? To come and get you? No, it's fine. I don't live far from here. Right around the corner, actually. It was silly of me to come down this alley to begin with. Not sure what I was thinking, but enough about me. Is there anything I can do to repay you your kindness? Sorry, is there anything I can do to repay your kindness? Anything at all? Just name it. I'm not rich, but selflessness such as this deserves a worthy reward. Thanks for the offer, lady. Delilah. Call me Delilah. Sure, okay, Delilah. I appreciate the gesture, but what I need, I don't think you can give me. It never hurts to ask. Unless you could make every woman who crosses my path want me. It'd be nice to feel wanted again, to not feel so alone. I can't remember the last time I felt that way. I'd give anything to not feel so damn broken down all the time. Well, broken all the time, but yeah. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. It's a nice wish, but like my mum used to say, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. You might be surprised, Alan, if I've learned anything in all my long years. Life is full of surprises, when you least expect them. Baby, I'm home. Great, even the cat doesn't want anything to do with me. Come on, Alan. When are you gonna shake this shit off? Don't you dare. Don't you dare even think about it. Put it down. Put it down. Don't call her, you fucking... Ring, ring. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? This better not be you, Alan. I swear to God, I... Stupid. 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 It's not fair. Sob. It's just not fair. You're right, Alan. Life's not fair. Oh, wow. Let's see if there's anything we can do about that. Uh-oh. Hush, my child. Sleep and dream, and when you wake, the world will be a much different place. Oh, let's look at the art here. Very nice. Told you, some are hit and miss. Some of the art's really good. But I love you, Lay. I love you. I can't do this anymore, Alan. I just can't. I'm leaving. I'm not coming back. I'm sorry. I know you don't believe this now, but this really is for the best. If this is for the best, slam! Then why does it feel like this? There's a certain kind of loneliness that only comes with a broken heart. You can't know it unless you've gone through it yourself. The never-ending days blend in out into even longer, seemingly endless nights. The nights, that's what I remember most, being alone, surrounded by the memories, and alone with my thoughts. I can't imagine anything worse, and that was part of my problem. You never can imagine that anything can get worse than this. Think again. There's always something worse waiting for you when you wake up. Cough, cough. Ugh. Damn it. Shit, that hurts. Ugh, what time is it? Shit, it's 9 already. Gotta get going. And something even worse when you walk out that door. Coffee, coffee. Coffee, 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 coffee. Need me some coffee. Any day now. How can I help you? Sorry, something in my throat. Can I get a caramel frappuccino with extra vanilla, extra whip, and a shot of espresso? Yeah, I know. It's Coffee Meets Crack, the sequel. By the way, where's your restroom? Thanks. Can you cover me for a minute? Have you ever had one of those days where you feel completely alone in a crowd? or no matter how many people are around, you feel as if you are alone on a desert island, this is one of those days. But I sure as hell wish it wasn't. Guess I'm about to get my wish. Ahem? Oh, whoa, hey! What the heck? This is the men's room! I know. I don't care. And just like that, neither do I. A locked door, 15 minutes later. But what's this thing they say about being careful what you wish for? You just might get it. What the hell was that? I had no idea how right that was. And when can I do it again? But I would. God help me, I would. To be continued. Here's number two. Look. It's every fucking incel's wet dream, right? Alan, oh well, yeah, story so far. Alan has been having trouble getting back into the swing of things because his mind is constantly on his ex. I've been there. But when Alan saved an old woman from being mugged, what he didn't know was that she carried the ability to help him get over his ex. But is her gift to Alan really a blessing or just a terrible curse? Oh, we got some covers. Look at that one. Then we, of course, we have this one. Dragon Con exclusive. Same people, I believe. Well, they have letters by Jim Campbell and edited by Matt Rogers now. So I'm guessing this is the part where I bring you up to speed. But instead of your standard baby bird recap force feeding, let's try something a little less emasculating. Now close your eyes for a minute. Don't really close your eyes. I mean, you have to read this, right? Imagine you're me for a minute, Alan Keig. Imagine that you just had your heart broken by the woman you loved, and a year and a half later. You know what? Let's skip that part. I whined way too much. By now you get it. Guy at the club alone equals loser. That's me. Imagine you're at a coffee shop. After a while, you get desperate. You're willing to try anything to not be alone, only you end up doing nothing but reminding yourself of exactly how alone you really are. Imagine reading lots of self-help books that help self very little, if at all. Imagine having the internal conversation with yourself on which is worse, grocery stores or the airport. Nothing says life sucks more than seeing couples and families together, except, of course, for seeing people coming and going from the airport and having someone there waiting for them while you have no one. You have no one but yourself, and trust me, after a while you start to get really sick of being the only person around you to keep company. Or around to keep you company, rather. For just 1 minute, try and imagine what it's like to be me. Now try to imagine something. A little bit different. Oh my god, did you lock the door? Are you kidding? Who gives a shit? Don't stop. Not giving a shit, not stopping. Harder. Gotcha. Okay, so right about now, you must be a little lost. Trust me, you're not the only one. A few days ago, the closest I came to having sex in the bathroom was trying to rub a quick one out during my lunch break. But yesterday, all that changed, and I'll be damned if I have the slightest clue why. Not that I'm complaining. Trust me, not complaining. Porno sex in a bathroom with a waitress I just met. Yeah, you catch me complaining about that after the shit-soaked last year and a half of my life. Feel free to cut my balls off and call me Buffy, which happens to be her name, by the way. Wait a minute. I got sidetracked. What was the point I was trying to make again? Oh, wait, I remember. I had sex. Oh, yeah. I just don't get it. I mean, I know I'm not the only one who's seen it, but somebody has got to say something. Great, what did I miss? Oh, it's a good one. You know when you're driving to work and you see a hot chick at the bus stop? And not just any hot chick, but that hot chick is like so incredibly hot she has no damn business riding the bus because she's that hot? Yeah? Now, how does that make any sense? You're telling me a fine piece of ass doesn't have a man with a car? It's like Annie Hathaway's Catwoman. It just don't make sense. Or Anne Hathaway, rather. I liked her as Catwoman. Dude, I'd nail Jack Nicholson before I'd nail Anne Hathaway. Dude, Hathaway is hot. Yeah, shut the fuck up. She's hot. Michelle Pfeiffer is hot. She's hot, too. In her prime. You know, we are referring to these actresses in their prime when they were playing the roles. Hathaway is the polar opposite of any kind of definition of hot. I don't know about that. Kate Beckinsale would have been hotter. You know, her in the underworld, She was okay. Like, she's passable. But I only kind of remember her from, like, Underworld. I'm not really sure what else she's been in. I think it's Kate Beckinsale, right? It's been so long. I haven't seen those movies in a while. I think they petered out. Yes, dude. She already has the outfit. Just have her purr and shit. Hey, Earth to Alan. Where the fuck are you? Oof. What? I just thought the waitress was cute. Ha, yeah, right. Like you could ever get that. I don't know. I think I might actually have a shot. Hey, leave Alan alone. At least he's coming out of his shell a little. It's a good thing, right? Better than posting all that whiny poetry shit on Facebook. I swear, the next status update I read about you being so lonely and lost and other Cry Me a River bullshit, I'm hacking into your account and canceling it for your own good. Everybody's a critic. You gonna come to us? Blech. You gonna come out to the club with us tonight? Nah, you guys go on without me. I have to finish up some work at home. And I'm pretty sure I'm gonna have my hands full all night. So, have you ever heard that song, One is the Loneliest Number? Well, while two is light years better than one, magic number is really three. So I've been thinking about this a little, and let's pretend that it even makes sense, but I figure here are my options. The first is that this is all one big dream. That my mind has finally taken stock of all the porn it's watched in a lifetime and compiled what is basically the best of, and I'm really in some sort of XXX matrix. Well, that would be a feasible solution there. The second is that I've actually gone completely insane and I'm locked up somewhere in some white room gnawing through my straitjacket. That's also plausible. And the third? Well, the third is that you can only get shit on by the world so much that eventually the cosmos has to balance out the bad with the good. And eventually the rain has to come to an end, and so the sun will come out and say hello. So you'd think I'd just quit it with the thinking and enjoy myself for once. Yeah, you'd think. You'd also think I'd have put that damn picture away by now. You'd think. Ugh, dude, crying while... no... So I did it. I'm king of the world. I'm basically a porn star minus the oversized appendage. Not that I'm complaining. Why the hell is it so hard to get out of my head sometimes? Oh, come on, Alan. Don't do this. You just had a threesome. You can't seriously still be... oof, this guy. Ugh. Ugh. Yep, still miss the ex. God, you are such a loser. Well, at least you're not calling her this time. I stand corrected. Ugh. Oh my god, what a fucking idiot. Bring, bring. Hello? Hey, Lay. Alan, what do you want? You know I asked you to stop calling here. No, I know. I don't know. I just missed your voice, missed talking to you like we used to before everything got all messed up, you know? Yeah, I know. I miss it too sometimes. You do? It doesn't matter, Alan. You need to move on. You can't keep calling and doing this to me. Doing what? Doing this. You have to stop. It's been 2 years now. 1 year and 6 months. See, that's what I mean. What? I'm sorry. Don't be sorry, Alan. There's enough sorry between us to last a lifetime. I just wanted to talk to you. I know you did. I thought maybe we could, I don't know, get together sometime. Get a cup of coffee or something. I just want to see you again. I want to show you how much I've changed, how different things are now. I'm not the guy I used to be, Lee. God, he's such a fucking simp. I don't think that would be a very good idea, Alan. I have to go. Everything okay, babe? Yeah, everything's fine. She hung up on me? What the... ugh. Hey, pretty boy, what are you doing all out there? Blech. What are you doing out there all by your lonesome? It's cold outside. Why don't you come inside and warm me up? I'd be lying if I didn't admit I'm imagining someone else right now. I'm pushing and grinding as hard as I can, but it's not Buffy I'm laying into. It's not Buffy's hair I'm pulling on, or her lips pressed against me. Her lips pressed against mine, rather. I can read this right. It's not Buffy's nails ripping bloody lines across my back, but God help me, I wish it was. At least then it wouldn't hurt so much having sex with someone who isn't even there. But there I go, being whiny again. I mean, really, besides the whole pining for the ex thing, my life couldn't be better. I used to be the loser at the club. I used to spend my days alone. Now I'm never alone. Sometimes it even scares me how easy it's all become. I can't even go to the mall anymore. But I guess that's the whole thing of it. Now that I can have it whenever I want it, I don't really want it like I used to. Based! Now the only thing I really want is her. Not based. That part is based. That other part is definitely simping. He should fucking get over her now. I just have to get her to notice me, to get her to see me like all those other women see me. All these other women, rather, see me. Bring, bring! And yes, I know this is a little bit stalkerish, but you can't blame a guy for trying. God, he's such a fucking simp for this girl. The heart wants what the heart wants. Bring, bring! Hello? Hey, you. Alan, I thought I know. I just wanted to call you and tell you that you were right about me needing to move on. I actually met someone and things have been going great, and I just wanted you to know that I'm finally doing okay again. That's great to hear. I'm really happy for you, Alan. You deserve to find someone who loves being with you. Is she nice? She's actually pretty wonderful. I think you'd really like her if you ever met her. What does she look like? She's really beautiful. Dark hair. Great sense of humor. I'm actually looking at her on the couch right now. She really is something. Maybe one day, the three of us can get together and grab some drinks. That sounds really nice, Alan. Alan? Hello? Are you still there? Uh-oh. She's got a man. Leave her alone. Alan? Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, phone is acting weird. Hey, listen, I gotta run. Okay, you take care of yourself. Yeah, you too. And just like that, someone changes the channel on my life right back to the wide world of suck. Where did it all go so wrong? It wasn't always like this. Me and her, we used to be happy. Now someone else is making her happy. Now someone else is giving her all the love that I used to give her. Man, really, it's bad. This guy's down really bad. Now someone else gets to come home to her, and all I get to come home to, what the fuck? Veronica, what are you doing here? What does it look like, silly? I made you dinner. Wow. How did you get in my apartment? I might have fibbed a little and told your super I was your fiance from out of town. I told him I wanted to surprise you with a home-cooked meal for our anniversary. So what do you think, honey? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Honey, I have to change. I didn't mean to upset you, dear. It's just you never called after the coffee shop and I missed you so much. I just wanted to see you. This is not fucking happening. Oh, nice Blade Runner poster. Listen, I appreciate the food and all, but it's been a really long day, and I just want to get some rest, so if you don't mind, I just wanted to make you happy. Is that too much to fucking ask? Hey, chill, calm down. I spent all day making a nice home-cooked meal for us, and you can't even sit down and try it? Huh? You could fuck me at my job. You could let me suck your dick in the bathroom, but you can't even sit down and appreciate. Dude, I am so not in the mood for this shit. I never asked you to make me dinner. I never even asked you to be here. I don't even know how you found my address. We are not together. We had sex. That was it. There is no us. Now please get the fuck out of my apartment, you crazy bitch. Is this why there's no us? Because of her? Because of this bitch? Is it? Crack. Uh-oh. Is this what you want? Is this the only way you'll pay attention to me? Is this the only way you'll call me back? Slitch, oh my god. Stop it. What the hell are you doing? What's wrong, Alan? Now all of a sudden you want to care about your little barista? Now you give a shit about me? I did all this for you, but it just wasn't enough, was it? Shuck, ah! Please stop. Please. Shuck, shuck, is that what you want, Alan? You want me to stop hurting myself? Why should I? Why should I stop? Since you can hurt me over and over again? I just wanted to make you happy. Why can't you see that? I just wanted you to love me. Will you love me now? Wow. Please, love me. And that's when I realized I was completely wrong. Someone didn't change the channel on my life right back to the wide world of suck. Someone changed the channel to a whole new shit show that I've never seen before. I need help. Please hurry. And there was no changing it back. Even then, I still didn't have any idea what was going on. But whatever It was getting out of control. Fuck. Seeing some red pills now, aren't we, folks? Ooh, number three. There we go. Gregory, Amat, and Stefan. Different people. Irresistible. Issue three of four. After a wild night out at a strip club with his friends, Alan Krieg helped an old lady escape the clutches of three robbers. She promised him anything his heart desired, and without thinking, Alan wished to be irresistible. Ever since that night, Alan has been having anonymous sex with tons of women in different public places, but what he doesn't know is that his dream is about to become a nightmare. Just as Alan comes home from realizing that his ex-girlfriend, the love of his life, has moved on, he walks in to find one of his conquests going crazy for him. Literally. Oh, wow, look at that. Look at all the girls over on that side. And then, of course, we have this one, the Francesco cover. And then we have a Kamikaze exclusive with Stefan Sijic. Oh, that's the same one that does the covers for Swing and Sugar. Okay, so this must have been where she started. Pencils by Amin Amat. Colors by Mike Stefan. Letters by Jim Campbell. And we have Matt Rogers and Hannah Gorfinkel as the editor. Gorfinkel as the editor. I keep thinking that this can't be happening. You really expect me to believe that? I barely knew her. I was just minding my business one day, stopped to get a coffee, and the next thing I know we're having sex in the bathroom. That was the last time I saw her until last night. She broke into my apartment, man, acting like it was all completely normal. Like we'd been together for years. This has to be some kind of strange, fucked up dream. And started cutting herself? Because, let me make sure I have this right. Every woman you meet finds you irresistible? If that's the case, do you want to explain why my partner here hasn't jumped your bones yet? I don't know. Looks like we're going to be here for a while, Mac. I'm going to grab a cup of coffee. You want anything? I keep thinking any second now I'm going to wake up. Nah, I'm good. But I don't. The nightmare keeps rolling right along. I think I got everything I need. And just when I think things can't get any worse. Right here. Cheek. The nightmare is happy to teach me that it's just getting started. This is the part of the story where I get raped by the cop. Well, not raped exactly, but close enough. This shit just doesn't happen. Yet, here it is, happening. Holy shit. I keep turning it over in my head, trying to figure it out, until last night it was all fun and games, but it isn't fun anymore. Come on, Alan, focus. You can figure this out. 3 hours later. I need to talk to someone, try and get a different look at things, but who can I talk to? If I tell Lewis or Taylor, they think I've lost my mind. There has to be someone who won't think I'm a complete nut job, and I think I know just that person. Knock, knock. Be right there. Alan, what are you doing here? Just needed to see a friendly face. You wouldn't believe the day I've had. You shouldn't be here, Alan. We've talked about this. It's just, I thought you might, I don't know, feel different? Different? About me. You're acting very strange, Alan. What's that smell? What the hell is going on? Why isn't it working on her? It works on everyone else. That's really weird. Everyone feels strange now. Everything except how I feel about you. I have to go. No, please, just wait a minute. I love you, Lee. I never stop loving you, and I know that deep down you still love me. Stop, okay? Just stop. I told you I didn't want you coming here. Why can't you just let me be? Please, Lee. Things are so crazy. I need you to see I'm different now. You have to believe me. Just give me a chance. No, that's enough. You need to leave. I knew it. What the? Crash. Eek. So this is where you've been hiding, huh? Do you know how many times I called your cell? How many times I stop by your apartment? Do you? How hard is it to call someone back? That takes, what, 2 seconds? Am I not worth even 2 seconds to you? That's it, isn't it? You don't like me anymore, do you? Alan, what the hell is going on? What kind of drama have you gotten yourself into? I wish I knew. I really do. I won't bother you again. Oh, I knew you still liked me. I'm sorry about all that back there. I hope you don't think I'm some kind of psycho. I'm really, really not. Was that your sister or something? You smell a little funny. Not that I mind. I like when you're stinky. Want to come back to my place? Get off me! Honey, what's wrong? Just leave me alone. Don't you walk away from me. You think you can just blow me off? Is everything okay? It's nothing. Just a couple arguing. Are you all right? Your eyes look a little red. I'm fine. I just hate to see people fight. I know, but sometimes people fight. It's just nature's way of telling folks they don't belong together. Some people are better off alone. I don't understand. It worked on Buffy, but not on Lei. For some reason, whatever this thing is doesn't affect her. It doesn't make sense. Ugh, I'm driving myself crazy. I need to get out of this apartment. Hey, guys. You up for a night out? Uh-oh. I should have known, but this time is going to be different. This time I'm going to enjoy this. No more self-pity. Last time I was here, I was a complete mess. When the hell did Alan become Brad Pitt? Exactly, right? Time's up, Candy. Wait a minute, that's it, isn't it? The last time I was here, that was the last time anything was normal. Maybe I can retrace my steps from that night. I can... You don't get to hog him for yourself the whole night. What the hell? Hey, whoa, oof. Dumb bitch, get your own guy. I'm gonna fuck you up. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. I gotta get out of here. Holy crap, all the girls are fighting and the bouncer has to push him away? So this is the part in the story where I figure everything out, right? Where all the pieces of the puzzle fall into place, right? But that's the difference between a story and real life. In real life, that missing piece stays missing forever. Note to self, real life sucks. But I guess we all learn that the hard way. We learn it whether we're good or bad. I mean, look at me. Last time I was here, I stuck my nose where it didn't belong, trying to help some old woman, and nearly got myself killed. But to be honest, I'd probably do the same thing if it happened again. Heh, when it comes to learning things the hard way, I've always been a slow learner. Just love me not comedy troupe. What the fuck? Somebody needs to tell me what the hell is going on. Oh, hey, look who it is, our friend from the alley. Didn't expect to see you tonight. Good timing. Curtains up in 20, just in time for the show. Has anyone seen my makeup? Oh my god, when are they gonna learn to put locks on the doors? Sorry, my boy, you caught us at a rather untimely moment. Your actors, the three of you? But that night in the alley, you attacked me. You attacked that woman. Yeah, sorry about that. All a part of the act, I'm afraid. Act? She didn't tell you? Tell me what? Oh, it appears our friend here was more unaware of his partner, makeshift production, than I thought. To tell the truth, I hardly believed her story myself, but then again, she was quite convincing. The old woman? What does she have to do with all this? I think it'd be easier if I just show you. It's not until he opens a drawer that I remember what the old woman said. Is there anything I can do to repay your kindness? Anything at all? And my answer that followed, the answer I barely gave a second thought to this strange old woman who paid these men in gold coins to perform. I stay to watch the show. It's actually pretty good. For three guys performing improv who previously kicked the shit out of me, I stick around long enough afterwards for them to answer the rest of my questions about the mysterious woman who approached them with a unique proposition. A woman they never saw again. I didn't understand it, but somehow this had all started with that woman. And if I ever had a chance of figuring this out, I'd have to find her. Which means that I'd have to make the last phone call on Earth I'd ever want to make. Hello, it's me, Alan Keig. I need your help with something. You know, I could get into a lot of trouble for this, not to mention you walking in here with a solid gold coin worth hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, does raise more than a few suspicions. I didn't steal it, if that's what you're asking. A thank you was more what I had in mind. Sorry, I appreciate you helping me. I doubt this will even work, but it was the only thing I could think of. I saw someone pull a print off a coin on an episode of CSI, so I figured, what the hell? Well, would you look at that? Looks like we got something. Would you believe she got arrested for jaywalking? Thank you for helping me out with this. You have no idea how much this... not so fast. You don't really think you'd get this little gem without properly thanking me, did you? What exactly did you have in mind? I thought we'd play a little game of cops and robbers. I'll be the cop. Now, assume the position. Yeah, this part of the story where I don't talk about what just happened, ever. I think this is it. Here goes. Creak. Nothing? Are you just gonna stand there all day, or are you gonna come inside? I've been expecting you. You must have so many questions. What is this place? This is my home. Well, one of them at least. I'm so happy you found me, Alan. I'm so happy you finally found me, Alan. Few ever even bother to search me out. Do you know that over 1,000 people have watched me being robbed, and of all those people, you were one of a small handful to stop an attempt to help? We are all the center of our own universe. No one is of more importance than ourselves, such as the weeds of selfishness that choke and strangle all the remaining kindness in the world today. But not you. You are different. What the hell did you do to me, lady? Why, I gave you what you wanted. You wanted to be desired, and now you are. Well, you didn't make me desired. You made my life a living hell. Do you know what I've gone through? Whatever you did, undo it. I want to be normal again. I don't know what the hell you are, but you're going to fix this, or I'm going to make you fix this. You'll make me? I see. Maybe I was wrong about you. Maybe you're just like all the rest, like I used to be. When I was young and selfish and thought of nothing but myself. Come, Samson. Drink and be merry with me. We are young and beautiful. We have our entire lives ahead of us. Oh, that's the Delilah from the Bible. So much so that I betrayed the very man I loved in exchange for the promises of prestige and wealth. I knew so little of things that truly matter. Across the entire kingdom, word had spread of my love's incredible strength. No man could stand against its power. But the softness of my lips dipped in strawberry wine would succeed where all others had failed. With his mind clouded and engorged with thoughts of lust and desire, I pried the secret of his limitless strength from him, and I delivered him unto his enemies. They beat him for days, chained him like a beast, humiliated him and the god from which he had drawn his supposed power. And through it all, he would not be broken. Even after they took his very sight, he held on to his faith. Through it all, he prayed, until one day his prayers were answered, and his wrath was unleashed upon all his enemies. I watched as the temple crumbled to the ground, as thousands were crushed beneath his rage. With tears in my eyes, I watched as the man I both loved and betrayed was destroyed by the very strength that had made him unbeatable his whole life. And as his accusing eyes found mine one final time, and he drew his last breath, I ran. I crawled my way through broken bodies and shattered foundations until my eyes finally found the dust-filtered light of day. Like a coward, I had run from my sins. What manner of sorcery is this? The light, it's blinding, brighter than anything I have ever seen. But I had not escaped them. What are you? I am your judgment, Delilah of Sorek. I am the hand of something far beyond your meager comprehension, mortal. Because of your actions, thousands have met their untimely end. An end that could have been prevented if not for your treacherous nature. Please, I did not know. I had no idea this would happen. Your ignorance matters not. Only your sin. I am sorry. I am so sorry for what I have done. Please spare me. You dare ask for mercy? What of the thousands whose blood lies upon your hands? What mercy is there for them? I beg of you, let me live. Very well. Live you shall. You will carry the guilt of this day with you until the end of days. You will wander the earth cursed, and in time you shall beg for death, but death will not find you. This is your punishment. This is the price you shall pay forever. Do you think I'm really... You really think I'm going to buy that line of bullshit, lady? No. I do not. Even after everything you have experienced these last few months, you are just like every other mortal in this world. You have to see to believe. For so many centuries, I was so bitter and angry. I hated my very existence, but as the creature had said, death would never find me, no matter how much I yearned for it. I became hedonistic, giving in to every base desire, only to find it left me empty. I searched for love, only to watch those I cared for die. Oh, God. I immersed myself in the forbidden mystical arts from across the world, searching for some kind of purpose that would make my existence more bearable. Until one day I came across a man who had been robbed, beaten, and left for dead along the side of the road leading to a town of Jericho, or the town of Jericho, rather. As I watched the man, I thought of my past and how my own actions had resulted in this endless limbo. And for the first time in hundreds of years, I felt remorse. True remorse for my actions. I was about to go to the man when another traveler appeared some ways down the road. A priest. I hid in the shadows, curious about what action a religious man such as this would take. Whimper. But the man did nothing, and passed him by not long after another man, a Levite, also came upon the man, and much as the priest did before, passed him by. Oh, I remember this story. I sat watching this with a heavy heart until another man appeared approaching in the distance. But unlike the others, when this kind man came upon the wounded man, he showed compassion and mercy, and cared for the man until he was well. and seeing such selflessness, I realized what I must do. And so, since that day, I have filled the role of the man left for dead along the side of the road, saving innocence where I may, or in your case, incorporating a bit of... That's my alarm. Incorporating a bit of theatrical smoke and mirrors. And for the handful of those who have stopped to help, I have given them their heart's desire, as I have with you. If this is my heart's desire, then why is it getting worse? The spell starts slowly at first, but eventually the desires of your heart are no longer met by its magic, so the power of the spell grows, attempting to give you that which you so yearn for. Then why didn't it work on my ex? Why didn't it work on Lee? Silly man. You asked to be desired. You did not ask for love. If you truly love her and she truly loves you, the spell will hold no power over her, for there is no greater power than that of love. How do I get rid of it? You do not. Spells such as this are not meant to be broken. It is your gift, your reward. You have what you have always wanted. This isn't what I wanted. I thought it was, but it's not. Please, there has to be a way. There is but one thing that may break the spell. Are you certain you wish to know? Some things once learned are impossible to take back. You must be sure. I am. Very well. You must spill the blood of your one true love. Only by sacrificing the one thing you want more than anything else in the world can the spell be broken. No, not Lay. I can't. I won't. There has to be another way. There is not. Take the blade. It's yours now. I won't do it. I don't care how bad it gets. I won't hurt Lay. Many before you have said the same thing. Eventually, they all change their minds. To be concluded. Irresistible, Volume 4. Gregory, Santa Cruz, and Risco. Okay, so the original artists came back. What is that? After Romita Sr. Oh, okay. After Romita Sr. With love and respect. I like that. Alan Keeg was your average heartbroken sap who just went through the worst breakup of his life. Alan's had trouble getting back into the swing of things as his mind was constantly on his ex. But when Alan saved an old woman from being mugged, what he didn't know was that she had the ability to grant him a way to get over his ex. She made him absolutely irresistible. But is the gift of irresistibility really a blessing, or is it a terrible curse? Okay, so there we go. Previously, in Irresistible, when Alan's gift turned curse takes a more horrific turn, he looks for the being responsible for making him irresistible. But when he finally finds her, he learns that the only way to break the spell is by killing his one true love, something he isn't willing to do. Or is he? Okay, so we got the original artist back, Jim Campbell on letters, and Matt Rogers editing by himself. Two covers, just two on here. Sheldon Gole and Jeff Bulk. They were really winding it down about this time. Slam! I didn't think it could get any worse. I was wrong. What the fuck? ESL Gringo? Is that the one? CSL. Oh yeah, that's him. Deberemos? Amortizare? Should we gag him? What the hell do you think you're doing? Why bother? He won't scream. Now will you, Poppy? That was on Monday. They kept me tied up for a week. Ugh. They kept me tied up that way for almost a week before they got tired of using me. Went out for fish tacos like nothing had happened. I'd still be there if my landlord hadn't called the police about the noise. What's the matter with your little friend? You don't think I'm pretty? You better have a talk with your little friend. Trust me, you don't want to hurt my feelings. A part of me wishes I was. I might have to hurt you back. I didn't know it yet, but the worst part was still to come. I tried to go to work to pick up my last check. I called off so many days they had fired me weeks ago. After the strip club, I should have known better, but I was so hungry. The chicas had run through all the food in my apartment. I had no cash to have anything delivered. I thought if I just kept to myself on the bus and didn't attract any attention, maybe I could sneak by. Guess again. Scree! Walking it is, then. Oh my god, they're fighting each other. Not much luck there, either. Wasn't just the women I had to worry about. You can't hear it over the gunfire, but that's the husband of of, I can't remember who, but it's one of the women I slept with. He wasn't too happy to find out. Put down the gun and put your hands in the air. Now! Bam! I guess neither of us was having much luck that day. Figured it might be best to stay off the grid from there on out. Maxed out my credit card on the most of the way. Hold on. Figured it might be best to stay off the grid from there on out. Maxed out my card on the most out of the way motel room I could find. There we go. Seemed like a good idea at the time. Didn't really think, though, what I would do when it came time to check a few weeks later. I didn't have any money left. I had nowhere to go. No one to turn to. I couldn't call my friends. I couldn't take the chance of them getting hurt or worse because of this curse that followed me. Any day now, they would come and kick me out. Unless I could find some way to pay. Housekeeping! You get thrown out today, you know pay. You make big mess. Lots of cleaning. Maybe you give me good tip. I know let them know you still here. What you think, pretty boy? I think things could be worse. Again, I'm wrong. I love you, pretty boy. No, you don't. It's a spell. It's not real. None of this is real. No, I know how I feel. I know this. This love. This true love. You still hungry? I could bring more food. I could tell she really believed it. That the spell was so completely in control of her feelings that she truly thought she had found her one and only. One day you love me too. You wait. You see one day. She wasn't a bad person. None of the women were really bad people. They were like everyone else. They wanted to find someone to love. The spell just made them all think it was me. I'll give her credit. She kept me hidden for a whole extra week. Management! Listen, I know you're in there. You can either leave now or I can call the police. It's up to you. I don't know what kind of deal you have going with our housekeeper, but whatever it is, it's done today. Please, I don't have any place else to go. I'm broke. If you're not going to pay, then you have to go. And I mean you go now. Okay, I'll pay. Yes, you will. That was the night I decided to end it. And if not end it, then at least I would embrace the curse completely for the first time. Either way, it didn't matter. I'd been assaulted, made into a sex toy, and turned into a whore. Let them do their worst. At least this way, for once, I'd be in control. A lot of red pills in this comic. You see how these women treated him? Like, crazy. They fought over him. They kidnapped him. They put a knife to his throat. Yeah, that's how women are when it comes to things they want. I don't know why I didn't do this to begin with. See, it's not so crap. Mine. It's funny when you think about it. Some people spend their whole lives wishing this was them. My God. Fucking final fight out there. When all I wanted... Hey, buddy, nice threads. You got some spare change? Was to never be me again. I'll give you 20 for the clothes. And what am I supposed to wear? But maybe it wasn't too late. Maybe I could be someone else. Someone no one else wanted. Maybe I could become invisible. No one ever notices the homeless. And when they do, they go out of their way to avoid them. It's like I'm not even here. Like I don't even exist. I think it might finally be over. No, don't see me. Come on, look someplace else. Don't see me, please. Too late. Hey, you. Oh, shit. Ah, gotcha. Now what am I going to do with you? Cuddle? Guess again. So by now, you're probably beginning to see a pattern. No matter what I try, no matter what I do, it always goes bad. You can run from your problems your whole life, and sometimes you can even beat them, but you can't run from yourself. But there was one place I hadn't tried running to, and at this point I was willing to try anything. If nothing else, at least I'd be safe here. Hello? I'm not really sure how to do this. It's my first time. Most come for forgiveness. Speak what's in your heart, my son. God is listening. My life, it's a mess. I thought I was bad before, but I was wrong. I had no idea how good I had it. I had a good girl, a real keeper, and somehow I went and fucked it up. Sorry, father. It's okay, my son. Continue. I helped someone. Someone who was in trouble, and because of it, my life, my whole life changed. At first, I thought it was for the better, but then things started getting out of hand. People got hurt. All because of me. Because of what I'd become. I've done so many horrible things. There were women, father. So many women. I could have all of them. All except the one I want. That's the worst part. I could fix all this. It could fix my whole life, but not if it means hurting her. I just want this all to be over. I just want another choice. This one you want. Do you love her? Yes, she's the only one who's ever really mattered to me. Does she love you as well? I think so. Then go to her. Tell her how you feel. There's always another choice. Whatever burden you carry, my son, you don't have to carry it alone. Maybe you're right. Maybe I just need to tell her. Thank you, father. Go in peace, my son. So stop me if you heard this one. Guy walks into a church and goes into a confessional with a problem. He talks to a priest for about a half hour. He tells this priest everything. I mean everything. Tells him all the bad things he's done and asks for forgiveness and whatnot. Priest listens to all of his sins and gives him a bit of fatherly advice and tells him to go in peace. So here's this guy. He's getting ready to leave the church, and for the first time in months, he's actually feeling a whole hell of a lot better. I mean, he still has a world full of problems, but at least now he has a little bit of hope. Enough hope that he gets a bit lost in thought. Lost enough that he doesn't really see them until they're right in front of him. Uh-oh. That's when it hits him. That's when he realizes that the priest never did give him an answer. All he did was talk, and all the talking in the world wouldn't fix his problem. But the priest was right about one thing. He did have a choice, like it or not. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty shitty joke, too. There always is a choice. Yeah, definitely. There always is a choice. Yet I thought it was a pretty shitty joke, too. I'll call you when the plane lands in New York. Love you. Me too. Be safe. Her husband just happens to be leaving. I keep thinking about the first time I met her. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Our first date. The first time we kissed. The memories. So many memories come flooding back in. Things I haven't thought of in years. The cute expression she'd make on her face when she'd come. How she'd lie next to me in bed and form her body to fit mine. How whenever we'd fight or argue, all she'd ever really wanted was for me to hold her and tell her that it was going to be all right. How one day we'd have a family and grow old together. One day. It's funny how those two words apply to so many things in this life. Never thinking that one day the person you love is going to break your heart and leave you to pick up the pieces. This is me, picking up the pieces. Hello, Lee. Alan, we need to talk. Alan, I don't know what the hell is going on, but you need to leave and you need to... No! I'm done listening to your talk. You're going to listen to me. You don't know what the hell I've been through. I never asked for this. I mean, I did, but not like this. I was just trying to be a good person. I was just trying to help, and look at what it got me. Alan, just calm down and let's talk about this. Huh. Now you want to talk? Where were you when I needed to talk months ago? Where were you when my life was falling to pieces? Oh, that's right. You were with your new boyfriend. Bet you wish he was here right now. Now you know how I've felt for the last 2 years. Always waiting. Always wishing you'd give me another chance. Wishing you'd come back to me. But you couldn't, could you? Couldn't bear the idea of being with me again. Why? Was I that bad? I was always there when you needed me. I took care of you. I loved you. Why couldn't you love me back? Why wasn't I good enough? You're right. You deserve better than the way I treated you. I'm sorry, Alan, but I'm here now. Just put down the knife and we'll talk. You think I want to do this? I don't want to do this, but she said, Delilah said it was the only way. Who said this was the only way? The woman who put the curse on me. She said the only way to end it was to kill my one true love. Alan, please, Alan, I don't know what this person told you, but you don't have to do this, okay? We'll figure this out. No, I don't want to hear it. It's too late for that. It's too late for everything. It's not too late for us. Don't. Alan, I love you. I always have and I always will. Let me help. We can figure this out. Together. Really? Oh, Lee, I'm so sorry. So sorry for everything. I've missed you so much. I can't tell you how long I dreamed about holding you again. I promise you things will be different this time. We'll make it work. It'll be just like it used to be. Scash! Ah! Ugh! Somebody help! Ah! I never wanted this. You have to believe me. All I ever wanted, please don't, was for you to love me. I love you, Lee, but this is the only way. Man. I'm sorry. Gah! I don't know what she's saying there. What's that? What are you trying to say? I can't hear you. I never realized it, not until this very moment. What? Never realized what, Lee? You never loved me. Epilogue. So this is the part of the story where I tell you everything that happened after I beat the curse. It's pretty much what you expect. The police found me at the house a few minutes after Lee died. I could have run, I could have lied, but what would have been the point? For the first time in longer than I remember, I was finally free. I told them everything, but no one believed me. My public defender pled guilty by means of temporary insanity. We won. I spent 7 years in a maximum security therapeutic facility. I was allowed almost no contact with any women for fear that it might trigger my condition. The few I did come across never even looked my way. On my 7th year, it was determined that I was no longer a danger to the public, and I was granted parole. There were 2 women on the parole board. One of them licked her lips when she looked at me. It may have just been my imagination, but I doubt it. See, I've had a lot of time to think about it. The last thing she said to me, and I think Lee was probably right. I think I was more in love with the idea of being in love than I was actually in love. Yeah, that's true. I think I put what I thought was love on such a pedestal that I never thought it could be anything but love. This is starting to sound very familiar to some of you, isn't it? If I really had truly loved her, I never would have done what I did. And that's how I ended up here. Pretty crazy story. Can't believe they're really letting you out. Things like this I'll never understand. Have you ever had one of those days where you feel completely alone in a crowd? I don't know. Where, no matter how many people are around, you feel as if you're alone on a desert island? If you ask me, kind of makes sense. This isn't one of those days. Delilah said the power of the spell would grow, and for the first time in a really long time, it was only a matter of time before they found a way. I don't feel alone. Holy shit. I can see now that it was never a curse. It was never something I had to fight. It was never something to fear. In the words of Kurt Vonnegut, in a world where everything was beautiful and nothing hurt, all I had ever wanted was to be loved. And for the first time in my life, I knew exactly how it felt. It felt good. And they tore him apart. So see, folks, that's what happens. Tremendous amount of red pills in this. Tremendous amount of red pills. Just, we saw extreme female behavior. We saw the simping and the putting it on the pedestal. Constantly thinking of his ex. Constantly putting that love on the pedestal. The idea of love. Happens a lot. You know, that hopeless romantic shit. I mean, it's okay to fantasize and all that, but, man, you know, a lot of people do it with the fictional characters, but real people and just going to that, man, it's crazy. And again, he got his just desserts. He wanted to be admired. He wanted what the incel wanted, for women to love him and desire him. And they did. And they tore him to pieces. I think that pretty much says it all, guys. I guess this will be the Grimlord. And on that note, I'm out. I'll see you next time on Grimms. It was supposed to be Indie Comic Corner, but it looks like we'll be doing this as an adult comic corner.